This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For us to revisit what's going on in the world of health and well-being, it's Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Your facility has not been closed down. The state of Utah, your clinic is in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Wide
and
open.
You haven't been shut down.
No.
Whereas where I am in my neck of the woods, you can't see anybody. You can't get acupuncture. You can't get physical therapy. You can't see it. You have to see a doctor. If you're going to see a doctor, any doctor, you do it with telemedicine. And I wonder how much of that you have engaged in, or whether, I know you still do a lot of blogging, you do a lot of YouTube stuff, you do a lot of video on your website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. So I'm wondering, by the way, Jack, for those of you who may be new to this hour or to this program, Jack is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor, which means he specializes chiropractically in what is north of your shoulders. Your shoulders, your neck, that's the upper cervical area of your body. So that's where the corrections get made. And it's amazing how it really is. I mean, it's like, it's amazing. It's almost a miracle what happens the way Jack and others who practice NUCA chiropractic can manipulate your neck, and it affects your spine, your hips, pretty much your entire structure. It is amazing. Who figured this out, by the way? I mean, we all know about chiropractic and how it started 150, I think during the Civil War, I remember somebody talking about even Abraham Lincoln having chiropractic.
Well, it's Dr. Still, who was one who developed osteopathy, mm-hmm. was around the Civil War. And Dr. Palmer, who developed chiropractic, did it a few decades later. It was officially discovered 1895.
Okay.
So 125 years ago.
So what kind of, let's get into a little bit of the reality, because even when I was a kid, even until, 20-some-odd years ago, you were looked upon, chiropractors were quacks. And the insurance company wouldn't pay for services that you rendered.
Yep.
The
yep.
AMA tried to get you all run out of town. But it worked so well, and people put up such a protest, the AMA was told to go take a hike.
Well, they got fined.
Yeah,
they got fined $10 million
for basically
in federal court for collusion to destroy chiropractic
things, right? And saying stuff that wasn't true.
Yeah, and the funny thing was, the $10 million, according to Judge Katzendaffer in I think with Buffalo, in the federal court, said the $10 million had to go to chiropractic research.
Really?
Yeah. That was so ironic. Yeah, they got fined $10 million. It was proven in court there was collusion and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, of course, you know when they do. It's the same thing that the dentist did with silver fillings in our teeth. It was complete collusion. And look at how many people's lives literally been ruined by that silver that had mercury in it. It ruined
mercury. Right.
Hundreds of thousands of people's lives. And
well,
they won't take responsibility for it even today.
Well, large business organizations will do what they can to stop competition. And chiropractic to this day is still the number one competition to medicine.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 70,000.
But it is medicine. Wait a minute. Let's not have that distinction, because it is medicine. It is medical. It is treatment. It is the same people, many people. As a matter of fact, if you look at the dollars spent on alternative forms of medicine, way more money gets spent on alternative forms of medicine and buying supplements than gets spent on drugs and on going to the so-called medical, what's the right word for it, the traditional medicologists. How about that? You like that? Oh, I like that. It's a new word I just created.
Well, that's
medicologists.
That's been going on for almost two decades, though. More money mm-hmm. spent outside of medicine in the alternative world. And that may have an awful lot behind what's going on with COVID-19. But in any event, it continues to grow. The marketplace outside of drug-oriented healthcare mm-hmm. is continuing to grow all the time. And so it's a threat to this business.
I just asked you about something that's going on with me. As you know, I've been getting chiropractic since I was in my 40s, and I have had it a lot or I've had it little, depending on what's going on with my body. And I have a good physical therapist. I have you, but I can't get to you often enough. I want to go see. I have a problem with my foot. I have flat feet, and my left foot has been bothering me for years because of the arch has collapsed and I have a problem with my ankle there. And I've been on the last 10 days or 2 weeks on my feet a lot on the farm as I get really kind of active. The farm's getting, you know, we're ramping up to get going. And I am in pain with every step. And I don't know, you know, if I take something for it to have it go away or to mask it or whatever it is so I can get my work done. It doesn't get any worse, but I don't even know, you know, I've never felt like this. And I'm addressing it with you because, A, you have an answer, and, B, a lot of people have a lot of pain that they live with, and it destroys certain, you know, I don't want to be limping for the rest of my life. I don't want my hips to be messed up for the rest of my life. I don't want to have things that happen because people don't address them, either because they can't afford to get them taken care of, or they don't know how to get them taken care of, or where to get them taken care of, or what needs to be done. So I'm going to give you this as an example, and you, if you don't mind, can explain if people who are listening have these kinds of pains. It doesn't just necessarily, my flat feet have been a problem all my life and the arches and all that other stuff. But there are people who endure pain and they load up on Advil or Aleve or whatever other stuff there is out there to take. And I wonder what that does long term. It may get rid of the pain, but what does that do long term to their bodies, the rest of their bodies?
Well, you bring up an excellent situation that most Americans are in. Yeah. And it's we have been programmed to follow the kind of thinking that says, well, if it's that, then this, which is basically behind the medical concept of a drugs for everything, drugs for anything. If it's that, then this. If you have that problem, then do this. Because we're always oriented towards the magic pill, the silver bullet, the one little thing that we can do to end these kinds of problems. And we usually reach for a painkiller, not realizing often that all that is doing is just, you know, turning off the warning light on your dashboard that you're low on oil. It's not really going to the underlying cause of the problem. So when you talk about something structural like your foot, usually in my experience, which is, you know, over 30 years now, there's two causative factors here. Number one is the structural misalignment of the spine that throws the body's balance point off center so that one side of the body has to do more work than the other, and it will affect the ligaments, it will affect the joint surfaces, it will affect the muscles. And the other thing is an environmental cause. Something in the environment, and it usually comes down to diet. Something that's in the diet that's too much of, something in the diet that's not enough of, that leads to certain kinds of malnutrition or internal inflammation, coupled with the structural misalignment, can lead to real hell. And we find these things, the older we get, the more people we have finding these kinds of things because they've been around longer with a misaligned spine and developing certain malnutritional deficiencies. We have to address both of those things, which
so
is what we
talk
do
about
in our clinic.
The what if and the what the news and views from the what if department. The Forbidden Doctor is Jack's website. Jack and Mary Stockwell run a clinic. He's a GAPS practitioner as well. Very smart, and
very smart.
I call him the professor.
Yeah. I take credit for most of what she does.
Okay, good for you. Congratulations. It's the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Speaking of staying healthy, washing and drying your pillows is certainly advantageous. But wait, you don't have my pillows, so you can't wash and dry your pillows because there's no other pillow on the planet that you can wash and dry. Keep it clean. Keep your health by not having those bugs that crawl around. I mean, who knows what bugs you got on your hair when you're outside, whether it's the virus that sticks to your hair. Who knows? Take a shower every day. Even if you do that, some of the stuff sticks around. And even if it weren't for the virus, that'll be gone. But still, those little mites that crawl around in the pillows, Jack will give you, you'll have your hair standing on end because of the bugs that are around in pillows and sheets and blankets. And they get into your nose and into your mouth and into your ears. They're gross. And if you're sleeping on the same pillow, even if you have a pillow cover, they get in. That's why washing and drying your pillow is so important. So if you want to stay healthy, you can take advantage of lots of things at MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. Use our promo code DJV when you check out, and you'll save up to 66% on the standard platinum pillows, the queen platinum pillows, the premium king-size pillows. Save all kinds of dough, 66% on all the products with a promo code DJV. Make what I've suggested part of your mantra yourself. Good conversation to have with yourself, people in your family. Why do we need new pillows? Because you need to stay healthy. Wash them and dry them. Promo code, again, DJV to buy all of the stuff that's there. 66% off through the end of April, thanks to the folks at MyPillow.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Continuing on now, Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health podcast every week. As a matter of fact, the most recent podcast that we have of Good Day Health with Jack is a focus on food being medicine. That's kind of like a duh. It's what you put in your body. Why would you want to fill up your body with all kinds of even supplements, but certainly drugs, that sort of thing, when you can find what you need? If you look hard enough, you can find the food that you need to keep your body in shape. And that's pretty much our underscore. There's also a lot of information in the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com with Dr. Jack. Is it Emphoplex? I forget how we pronounce it.
Emphoplex.
Emphoplex.
Right. The breakup of your digestion in the lungs, yes.
Respiratory system, right,
yes.
Exactly. Food is medicine, though. Jack reminds us of that and lots of other things that stimulate the health of our body, like just having a good laugh every day. Sing a little bit every day. Do that,
yes,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
Story behind the story is in the current Good Day Health podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. Look for Dr. Jack there and the overview. Also, Dr. Ken's podcast on blood and testing for cancer, that sort of thing. That's also a highlight. Another podcast available. It's a service of Good Day Health. You'll find them at gooddayhealthshow.com. Just like the podcasts that Jack and Mary do, another service of, they do all kinds of things. The symptom survey, lots of things are available there for you to help yourself when it comes to your own health. So in terms of the current podcast, number 195 is up right now. The answer to fearful propaganda about the disinformation regarding this whole coronavirus thing. And we're going to speak about that a little bit as we continue here. I don't want to give away what's in the podcast, but I do want to address it because a lot of people are starting to ask a lot of questions
that
are important to answer. Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. All right, let's get to this podcast, your podcast, which will become part of our podcast, the Good Day Health Show, next week. But you're a week ahead of it with podcast number 195. Remember, all the podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com are in order back to the very beginning. Jack and Mary have been doing these for a number of years. Answers to just about any question you can come up with. So my question, and a lot of other people are beginning to think this through, looking at the complete chaos that's been created out of this with our lives disrupted, our businesses disrupted, what we do with our free time disrupted, all in the name of fear rather than having information. The news media, for the most part, although these stories are beginning to float to the surface on some of the more reliable, even some of the places you wouldn't expect them. You know, the questions being asked by the major news sources now, because people are asking it, they're getting restless, and the prediction is that some of the things that were supposed to happen this summer won't happen because of unanswered questions or the problem not being fixed or there's no vaccine, whatever it is. So there is need, and people are looking for hope rather than all of this fear-mongering and looking for knowledge, facts, over, and that's what the Velts tell you, the people, Fauci and the other people, well, these are the facts. Well, facts,
Not necessarily so.
Arguing about facts is like arguing with somebody about how big their head is. You know, the facts are the facts, but then there is truth. People say, well, this is the truth. Well, everybody's truth is different, and it may be based on having different facts. So, well, we're not arguing with the facts that have been put before us. What I want to know is where the rest of the facts are. If with the rest of the facts, there isn't fear, there is knowledge. So let's, I'm not discounting what Fauci and these other people say. What I'm saying is, Jack, that there's a lot more to the story,
yes,
going
is.
Back to the Chinese and how this all got started, than what we are, what we're being told. That's basically.
Well, number one, one thing I want to say right off the bat, there are no double-blind studies whatsoever anywhere that social distancing makes a hill of beans difference. It makes no difference whatsoever. This is just a I think the president is getting some very, very bad advice because there are several other sources of information on this he could be turning to that would not have turned our country into a death zone, a business death zone, had he been listening to some other people. The rules have been changed, and that's the problem. The rules have been changed in science on what constitutes the gold standard for determining if something is infectious.
Well, also, even let's go one step further with that. The information that has come forth about the combined use, even though this may not be in your wheelhouse or maybe not your first place to go, but if I were sick with it and I want to get rid of it fast, I'd take a Z-Pack and I'd make sure I got that malaria goop into my system.
Hydroxyquinoline.
Right. And that's every study that's been done in Europe, all the things, whether they're double-blind or not, the people that keep fighting against that are so full of themselves, it's a crock of crap.
Well, Fauci was the one who convinced everybody that HIV caused AIDS. And to this day, there are no definitive studies to prove that that ever happened.
Yeah.
That there is no causal relationship there whatsoever. But it made a career for him. He got very famous. And now there are scientists all around the country saying, Mr. President, you have got to listen to somebody else. You're getting very bad advice.
Well, he listens to Burks and her advice.
Yeah.
You know, it's all of these people that are still, the AMA has got us by the short hairs, and that's why we're questioning it. And we'll continue with our questions as we continue in this episode of the Good Day Health Show. Dr. Jack Stockwell here.
Honey, listen to this. Our dog and our cat both need pet care products, right?
Uh-huh.
And it costs us a small fortune to buy pet care products. There must be a place online that sells them for less.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just found it. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Uh-huh.
The company behind it is Budget Pet Care, known for top quality. And they've got all the brand name products. Frontline, Advantage, Revolution, HeartGuard, Capstar, and more. All at great prices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why should we pay more? SmartClickPetCare.com will help us save. Honey, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. But let's hear what the radio announcer has to say.
Right now, get an extra 10% off plus free shipping on your order at SmartClickPetCare.com. SmartClickPetCare.com. Hey, that's a cute dog and cat you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Pay less for quality pet care products. SmartClickPetCare.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Long QT syndrome is a heart rhythm disorder that can cause fast, out-of-control heartbeats, triggering fainting spells, seizures, and even death. Cardiologist and long QT specialist Dr. Michael Ackerman says we're learning that the condition is more common than initially thought.
About 1 in 2,000 individuals, we really don't know its true frequency, but it's probably the most common genetic heart rhythm disorder that we have.
Right now, there's no intentional screening protocol. That's why raising awareness about the condition is so important.
The long QT warning faint is it came out of nowhere with no forewarning, and bam, I collapse in the middle of exertion or after a sudden startle or an alarm sounded. And that kind of instantaneous faint is an indicator.
The good news, according to Dr. Ackerman, is that once discovered, treatment is very effective. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Parts of Southern California rattled just hours ago by a magnitude 3.7 earthquake that struck Los Angeles County. It struck just around midnight Pacific time in the View Park Windsor Hills area near Inglewood, about 10 miles from downtown L.A. Although there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries, the Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has tweeted that the fire department's been activated to conduct its routine survey of all the city's utility's assets for possible damages. The Senate's passed it. The House now expected to take up a small business relief bill. The bipartisan measure would pump more than $300 billion more dollars into a small business loan fund that quickly ran dry. The bill also includes $75 billion for hospitals, $25 billion to expand coronavirus testing. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
President Trump sending well wishes to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. During a briefing yesterday, the commander-in-chief was asked about reports that Kim is in serious condition with a health problem. Trump saying that he's had a good relationship with him to the benefit of the U.S., and that America would be at war with North Korea if he wasn't president. Reports coming out on Monday describing Kim as being in as much as grave condition after some sort of surgery earlier this month. Harvard University is rejecting claims that it took money from the Paycheck Protection Program. On Twitter, the Ivy League school has declared it never even applied for money. It came up during a White House briefing when President Trump said that it wouldn't be right and that he would ask for it to be returned. Harvard agreed with Trump, noting instead it was given money through the CARES Act Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund. And more people than ever are spending their time binge-watching TV. Netflix adding 16 million new subscribers between January and March. That's double what some analysts were expecting. The most popular programs, the original movie Spencer Confidential, and the documentary Tiger King, of course. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dr. Jack is here. Doug Steffen is here. This is our weekly Good Day Health Show, our visit together that happens coupled with our visit with Ken Kronhaus. So we're balancing. This is a balancing act, and some people are going to say that we're being irresponsible. I ask them to prove, as you just suggested, about the double-blind studies, about separation and why we have to close everything down, all of that stuff. But there are people who will tell you in government, the CDC and all these other people, who will say, well, look, we've closed down everything and the virus is going away. We've hit its apex and now it's peaked and now it's going down. And so there, what we suggested should happen, happened. But in terms of sheer numbers, there are very, it may be a few more by the time we get to the end of the year that have died from this virus than the other, if you want to call it a flu, the flu virus. So far the numbers are still higher for the regular flu in terms of deaths so far this year.
You want the recent number? The latest number?
What's the latest
number? For every one person who dies of COVID, there are 767 people who die from flu.
Okay.
767. It's not even statistically significant.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not.
So here we are asking ourselves, you know,
that's
we're
CDC.
Disrupting. Yeah. Well,
that's from the CDC. Those numbers are from the CDC.
They are getting published and they are being discussed. They're just being, you know, they're buried someplace like the. And so what's the reason? You've got to ask yourself, it's not a medical question. What's the reason for all this hoopla? And I say to some, it is a good thing for us to change a lot of the ways that we are living. And that will happen as a result of all of this.
Well, I think so, too.
But is the disruption worth a complete destruction of our lives and a complete destruction of the economy? That's the question that won't get answered here. We're offering you, you know, some, I guess, tepid advice on what to believe.
There's some questions that my patients asked me about this yesterday. They're going to ask me about it today. Yeah. And I kind of start off really quick with a very short answer. Is there corruption in politics? I mean, the words are kind of synonymous, right?
Yeah, right.
You got to be corrupt to some degree to get in. Is there any evidence of corruption in our financial world? You know, Bear Stearns in 2008 and Lehman Brothers. But people can't see or imagine that there could be corruption in the healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
They want to believe that the people who go into healthcare are their hand over their heart dedicated to the service of mankind and that there's no other reason for them to be.
Or most of them are.
A lot of them do until they get in. They get swallowed by the system that if they want to move up the career line, they have to sing the song.
And or if they want to make money, they've got to prescribe this drug or that drug.
And if they don't, they're going to be censored for it.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. But a lot. I don't want to make this the whole thing.
No, I'm not trying to.
We've got
to
be thinking.
World.
No, but we've got
to
think about information. There's much more to this. The answer to the question about why all the fearful propaganda. You can get that from Jack and Mary's perspective podcast episode 195 at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Every week we try to discuss along with the symptom survey and advising you to take Jack the. Results, sometimes he's the one who goes over your symptom surveys. I guess the new ones, now you're going over them, all of them.
Yes, I am.
But you still have people who call. You get stuff on the info that goes to your staff, and they call back or send an email.
If they want to talk to me, I'll talk to them.
Yep. All right. So there's that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's also, every week we have a supplement of the week. And this week the supplement is ginkgo. There are a lot of different kinds of ginkgo. Ginkgo Fort and Ginkgo Synergy are both available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Is it Forte? Fort? I
Forte.
Don't know.
Forte. Ginkgo Forte. Forte. Yes.
All right. So what is ginkgo? What does it do for ourselves, for our body, for whatever?
Well, we've known for a long time in peer-reviewed studies that ginkgo provides memory improvement, cognition on that, you know, in the moment thinking, quick answers in your mind, as well as good circulatory support for healthy mental aging. In fact, I make sure I take my ginkgo forte every day.
Where does ginkgo come from?
It comes from the Orient primarily. They have transplanted some of that to this country, but it flourishes in the soils of the Orient, especially Japan and China. And I don't know if we've ever talked about the ginkgo tree story from Hiroshima, but it's just an incredible.
No, I don't think you have.
You know,
did it survive?
That's the incredible thing, because within the kill area, I hate to use that word, but that's how they describe it. In the kill area,
two things survived: cockroaches and ginkgo. That's what survived.
Well, they thought the trees were destroyed because all the leaves were burned off and the bark was burned and all this. There's 2,200 trees in Hiroshima right now within the kill zone of that explosion. That they when they were cleaning up all the debris, they kind of figured, well, these poor things are going to have to go. But it took all winter and into the spring to start to clean stuff up. And all the ginkgo trees started sending out new leaves, new stems, and new leaves. And it's the only plant, according to the Japanese agronomists, or whatever you call them, that survived the blast inside the kill zone. So it helped to underscore what the Japanese and the Chinese have said for years about ginkgo being something that's very vibrant in its energy to restore life inside the body. But since then, with all the advanced kinds of testing and laboratory things we can do now, we know why. And that there are phytochemicals inside the ginkgo leaf that definitely spawns better memory, better cognition, and better circulatory response inside the brain for what I said, healthy mental aging. So that's one of the reasons that we use it.
All right, so something to remember, something you can apprise yourself of, something you can get when you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. In a moment, I want to find out a little bit more about people that are dying, what's going on, not from any kind of virus. I think that's one of the things we haven't talked about that may be part of the equation here, the hidden victims. The people who are sick, the people who are dying, not of any flu virus, but of other things. The numbers have been distorted. We need to go back to the number of people that are dying from heart disease and cancer and thinking about those things. And I want to put that into perspective with you, Jack, in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health. Right now, into perspective is your smile. What do you know about your smile? When you're smiling, you know that old song? Well, it applies to all of us. A smile may be also worth 1,000 words. You've heard that 100 times. So let's think about what you need to do to whiten your teeth. There's a powder around. There's toothpastes around. There are all kinds of things you can do with trays to whiten your teeth. But, man, what toll does it take? With you being at home as much as you have been lately, I wonder if your spouse is looking at you and saying, you know, your smile is really not that cool. And how about we get to the bottom line, whiten your teeth. I'm going to whiten my teeth. We'll use power swabs because I hear that they really work and they're really safe because they're all natural. And that is true, my friends. They all work better. Every product that I have on this program works because it's natural. That's what I extol the value and virtue of things being natural, and certainly that's the case with power swabs. Plus the fact, not only do they remove the deep stains from your teeth safely, but they help to rehydrate your enamel. That's right, those little tubes, you snap them open, you take the Q-tip that's in there with the ingredients, you put them on your teeth, and you can watch in 5 minutes, your teeth will be 2 shades whiter. Just keep doing that every 4 or 5 days, and wow, what a difference in the smile, what a difference in your feeling about yourself and how you look. So let's use the super fast, super easy, super safe way to, in 5 minutes, improve your whiteness. Your teeth look better, feel better, will be healthier. When you call 800-208-1797, take my word for it, I do it all the time, power swabs at 800-208-1797. One more time. Let's get that lasting impression to be the best impression. In order to do that, call for power swabs now and get the deal. Use the DJV code. Get 40% off and another $10 plus free shipping with the DJV code at 800-208-1797.
Two turkey hunting tips really stood out to me this weekend, and I'll share what they are right after this quick break.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The two turkey hunting tips that came to mind this past weekend while taking a youth on a hunt was our access and their breeding stage. Entry and exit strategies played a huge role in my son not spooking turkeys on the way in and out. Plus, knowing where the turkeys are in their breeding season lets you know when the toms may free up from hens or may start to seek them. Learn more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms, and now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. Healvets.org.
Back to Dr. Jack and the answer to this question that has, I think, we've all lost perspective, Jack. I think that's really what it is. So I'm going to do this with Ken this week, too, putting into perspective the number of people that die every day in our country because they have heart attacks, strokes, some kind of circulatory disease. These people, every year in the millions, are dying. Same with cancer. Cancer patients every day in the hundreds, the thousands, millions every year. And yet, for months, there hasn't been a word about this stuff because of the hysteria. I just want people, I want to put this into perspective and finally get something to get our minds off of this. If I, you know, I can't swim against the tide all day, every day, but I sure as heck can have people think about what the real perspective is and the reason why.
I can give you some numbers real quick that may help a little bit, but it's kind of fascinating. From January 1st to, I think I figured it out, April 8th of this year, there's 200,000 less deaths in America than there were this time a year ago.
Because?
Because people aren't in the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm using CDC numbers. Now remember the doctor strike in LA County back in the early 70s?
Yeah.
And they were all employees of the county, and they weren't making enough money, so they went on strike. And the death rate within 3 days dropped almost 30% and stayed that way for 6 weeks until it got to be embarrassing and the strike was over with. The county met their demands, and then fortunately the death rate jumped back up to where it was before.
That's pretty amazing. I wouldn't even
think
about that. It
is. That's a matter of a historical fact. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another thing. When you look at the statistics, and you know, statistics, you know, they're always about probability. They're certainly not about certainty, but they're about probability. And the scientists and the mathematicians, you know, I had a class in statistics. They figure the risk of being wrong with statistical projections is about 1 in 5 times, about 20% of the time. Someone says, well, this is statistically significant. Well, 1 out of 5 times, it might not be that much. But when you look at the percentage of those deaths of people from January 1st up through April 4th, 0.81%. were due to COVID-19. Of all the deaths in America, 0.81% is not statistically significant, which is why if no one had ever heard the word COVID-19 by mainstream media, you would never have heard about this. We would never have noticed that people were dying of COVID-19 in this country without all of the media and without all the medical hype that has surrounded this pandemic. And the chances from dying of non-complicated pneumonia is 766% greater than the chance of dying from COVID-19. Now, you know, this is the stuff I've been racking my brains with to put these podcasts together to try to bring these statistics into the light so that people can see what is really going on here. Mm-hmm. And especially since the death rate for the flu is historically highest, January, February, March, what happens after that? The sun comes out. People start getting vitamin D back in their bodies. Mm-hmm. Why did the southern hemisphere during the last
not
few
have
months
much.
Have the lowest
that.
Significance
yeah. I
of this
keep
death?
That. Yeah. One of the things they're going to tell you is that once a vaccine comes out, that'll take care
that's
of the problem.
That's what this is about, Doug.
And that, well, there's a lot of vaccining. There's a lot of vaccinate. A lot of money to be made.
That's right.
Coming
billions.
Up with a vaccine for this,
billions.
That's for sure. All right.
Billions.
Jack Stockwell, go to his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and take advantage of all the expertise that's there. Don't forget, check out the supplements. This Ginkgo Ford is a good focus for you, and you'll find out more about that. Ask the question in the symptom survey, and Jack will answer it.
Yes, sir.
It's now 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day Health.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Focus. That's always the case when Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on the program, whatever program it is. I like having him around. I like having Dr. Ken around because they put perspectives on things, and they're not the same, frankly. There are a lot of differences of opinion about this. Not that the differences of opinion are getting a lot of airtime, because it's not good to sell. The selling of fear and fear-based thinking is a lot more attractive than telling people, well, this is really what the story is. So let's just dig into something nuanced here, Jack, as we continue on to deal with what has happened as a result of the coronavirus, and that is people are putting on weight because they're eating carbs on top of carbs on top of carbs.
Yes. Yes.
The healthy diets are out the window, pizza in, potatoes in, ice cream in, cake,
you know,
cookies, yum.
Well, of course, an interesting thing about processed carbs is it releases serotonin in the brain. Serotonin is the neurotransmitter of everything's coming up roses.
Yep.
And it calms the system down.
Everything's coming
right.
up roses for me.
But that's yeah. about it. But anybody out there hear that high-pitched ringing in the back of their ears right now?
I have a high pitch. I have tinnitus.
Yeah, that's almost, you know, if you haven't had an injury to the inner ear mechanism, it's usually the result of continued inflammation from too much sugar in the bloodstream. There are studies showing about the elevated levels of depression because the neurotransmitters are downregulated that
Wait a minute. Okay. Hold on a second.
All right.
So I have tinnitus or tinnitus. I have ringing in my ears. And I've attributed it to two things, and I haven't attributed it to three things. I have been wearing a headset on my head 5 to 6 days a week for 5 to 6 hours a day for 50-some-odd years. So that's number one. Number two, the time that I'm not listening to whatever is going on the radio in my headsets, I'm on a tractor that makes a lot of noise, and I don't wear protective ear devices. So I've attributed my tinnitus to that. What you're telling me, it sounds like, is that because I like ice cream and cake, that may be the real culprit. Is that what
you're
telling me?
It depends on how much ice cream and cake you eat.
I
baked goods and sodas and fast foods.
Yeah.
Things
I don't eat fast food. I don't eat, I'm not eating meat, you know, that kind of stuff. I have, you know, once in a while, most every day I have something that's sweet, like a cookie or a piece of candy or some ice cream.
Eat some dry cherries.
I have all of them.
I
have, you know what? I'm on the tart cherry thing.
Okay,
drinking, and I'm eating cherries, yep, and if you can find them. And I'm also on the tart cherry drink. And I have, I found some capsules. I was going to ask you about that, of cherries, tart cherry stuff. What does that do for you? What is the, what do the cherries do for you?
Well, it has a particular kind of chemical compound in it that helps with arthritis. It helps with bladder issues.
Really?
It helps with blood pressure issues. And because it's a food, because it came from Mother Nature. So mm-hmm. if you're going to be, but sugar, and I hate to say anything bad about ice cream, I'd have to be the all-American unhero. But ice cream didn't
especially
come from Mother Nature.
Program.
Cakes,
yeah.
pies, cookies can't, did not come from Mother Nature. Now, that doesn't mean you can't
occasionally
have this stuff. It's, but a constant, it's the constant daily diet that keeps the sugar levels high, keeps the insulin levels high, it keeps the inflammation
good.
High.
Tastes good. We're being
well,
sold
of course.
That stuff.
Of
nice.
Course.
So you get,
now, I've,
you know,
I've never tried cocaine. I've never tried marijuana, but I hear those things help you to feel good, too. But it doesn't necessarily
either.
Mean that's the reason we use it.
No.
or should well, use it.
Actually, the marijuana stuff, there's more and more, and hemp especially, that it has medicinal benefits.
Absolutely.
Galore.
That
and
came from Mother Nature.
Yeah, I think we found that out. I don't know how much attention was paid to that during 420. And I found out what the 420 meant, by the way. That was the that's the call for the police when someone was being arrested or investigated for wacky tobacky.
I didn't know that.
420. I didn't either until...
Is that what that is?
That's what it is, right? Here's something else you may not know as we talk about all of the sugar consumption, all the carbs, and what you can attribute your weight gain to. A lot of people who are sick with the coronavirus are sick because they are too heavy. And so now here we come with yet another reason to get on the diet from Corona... I was going to say from Coronaville. Let's just... take it as a fact that Calitrin helps you get your body back to the weight you want to be, where you need to be for health concerns, and they do it the safe, natural way. No stimulants, no drugs, only product around the world that will guarantee you'll lose the weight or your money back. 86% of the people that are on the diet, the Calitrin diet and the Calitrin formula, lose weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Look at all the experiences people have had with it and put yourself into one of those situations. See yourself losing the weight. Use the DJV code for no shipping costs and for the guarantee of buying three, getting three free. All at toploss.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.